Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world? I would like to welcome you back to the Real Talk with Zuby podcast. Now, on today's episode, we have got on a health and wellness expert. He has worked with a lot of players in the NBA and different sports leagues. And this is Navin Hetiarachchi. How are you doing?
Zuby, thank you so much for having me. I love it. I love the title of your podcast. And I love what you stand for. It's Real Talk. It doesn't get any straightforward than this. So I'm so excited to speak with you.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. Now, normally I would ask you to introduce yourself, but you were just telling me a super interesting story. And I said, wait, hang on a second. Let's save this for the podcast. So tell me what you were just saying.
So the story is, obviously I live in Washington, D.C., but for my new job now, I just kind of travel around. I was in L.A. last week before Chicago, just working with these patients, clients. But this week I'm in Sedona. And Sedona is energy vortex in America, in the world. So I was actually telling my mom, she was asking me, what is the energy vortex? I was telling her, mom, think about when we are back home in Sri Lanka, we were like drinking tap water. Now think about drinking Evian filtered water. That's how the energy, the atmosphere, I went to meditate this morning, Zuby. It's just like, I was like, oh my God, like I was high on meditation. Air is so much easier to breathe. So Wow. Kind of circling this back to you, I was telling my wife that I have a podcast and she was like, what is it? Who's this guy? I was like, Zuby. So, you know, we were kind of looking at you and she was looking you up. She was like, wow, this guy is real. I'm like, yeah, sweetie, it's kind of like Sedona. It's kind of like the energy pure. It's kind of like the water that I explained to my mom. It's filtered. It's clean. It's pure. It's the Real Talk podcast with Zuby. So it's kind of synchronicity. Everything happened for a reason. That's no accident. It's kind of amazing that I get to talk to you in Sedona in Real Talk podcast in this amazing energy vortex. So I'm like, wow, so excited to speak with you.
Awesome, man. Dude, well, where is Sedona? I've heard the name, but where is it?
It's in Arizona. It's about Phoenix. It's about a 2-hour drive.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. It's somewhere, the name rings a bell, but I don't know much about it. And I haven't read much about energy vortexes, but you've sold it to me pretty well there. So I'm going to have to check it out.
Highly recommended.
Awesome, man. So for everyone listening, tell them a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
So just like you, I was kind of brought up in another country. I was born and raised in Sri Lanka until age 14. Then I came to America. I went to high school. I came here really without able to speak English. In high school, I started taking all ESL courses. ESL is English for secondary language courses. Mm-hmm. So I did that. And unlike you, I didn't go to Oxford. So my whole goal was to go to college. Nobody in my family went to college. So I was like, college. Then back home, Zuby, I was really not into education. I didn't really study. I couldn't grab onto something as my purpose. And my purpose when I was little was to really play cricket and play a cricketer for the Sri Lanka national team. So that was my purpose. So when I came to America, there was really no cricket, obviously. I went to college on a track scholarship. I did triple jump. I went there. And one of the craziest stories is that, you know, first day in school, I was like, hey, I accomplished my dream. I'm here, top of the pyramid, top of the mountain. And my guidance counselor was like, no, you had to pick a major, like this is your journey starts. And I literally going down the list of majors, you know, no accounting, no business, no science. And I came to sports medicine. I'm like, I do sports. I love sports. So I just clicked it. And that was the best click that I, you know, I did in my life. All the sports medicine courses was like so easy to me. I couldn't stop reading it, stop understanding it. I was like, it was like high on life, you know. Then after that, I got an internship with the American football team called Washington Redskins. It's in Washington. Okay. I worked there for 2 years. Then after that, I was with the Washington Wizards NBA team for the last 17 years as the director of health, wellness, and performance. So that's really was about, you know how you go to a, say, physical therapist, you know, they kind of have a lens and they're just looking everything through that lens. But what I did was like, I'm like, I don't want to look through one lens. You know, I'm a human being. It's a whole person. I don't want to look at anything in life as one lens. So I started going to England for 2 weeks, learning from the best of the best. Australia for a month, India, Belgium, Malaysia. So all these countries. And I started learning from pioneers of functional medicine, osteopathic, acupuncture, dry needling. So I got all these different tools. So now when I look at a human being, I look at multiple lenses. I look at a whole holistic person. Like Zuby, you have a thumbprint. Your mom has a thumbprint. I got a thumbprint. So we are very different. Human, but very different. So my job now is to connect the dots, to figure out, hey, what's going on in your gut? That's affecting your toe. That's affecting your teeth. That's affecting your eyes. What's going on? How can I make the person in front of me, Zuby, the best version of Zuby? Not Messi, not Ronaldo, not like LeBron James, right? I want to make the person in front of you, me, is to make the best human being mentally, physically, prevent injuries. Obviously, now the big thing is get them away from pharmaceutical, get them away from conventional medicine to be the CEO of their own health. So that's my new journey and I'm on it and I'm so blessed and it's just so incredibly amazing.
That's awesome, man. I love the positive energy, man. I can feel it vibing off of you right there. I need to get to that energy vortex. I don't know if you're always like this, but that's awesome, man. So after you finished studying, you went straight to work with the Washington Redskins, did you say? How did that come about? Because that's a great first job right there.
You know what? At the day that I graduated, I had 990 rejection letters from the NFL football teams. Okay. And you know, I just kept applying. And so this was like so I worked in a clinic at that time, and one day I got a phone call and say, hey, there's a thing called NFL Combine where it's like they are testing all the athletes before they get drafted to the NFL that year. And this combine, some people dropped out, as in the medical staff. And somebody called and said, hey, Naveen, Vienna Bine, do you mind helping us? It was like a Wednesday and they need help Friday. I'm like, I'm walking this 5,000 miles. I'm there. Count on it. So Zuby, I go there. So the combine is on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. On Thursday, I am fixing the table, setting up everything. And this older gentleman, apparently he runs this thing and he's been there for a long time. I really didn't know much about him. And he cut his hand. And I'm like, oh my God, you're bleeding. So I just literally run around and got him a bandage. I got him a bandage and he's like, he just stopped and he's like, man, who are you? Like, tell me about you. And I'm like, I just graduated from college. I'm from Sri Lanka. Like, stop, enough. He took me to the Washington Redskins director of sports medicine and said, hey, look, I don't know much about this kid. Hire this kid. That was it. So they just kind of like made me an intern. And like next thing that I know, I was traveling with the team. Next thing that I know, they want me to come next year. So it was just like, you know, everything in life is just kind of like you, right? I just put myself out there. Stuff is happening because my highest value in life is like, how can I serve? How can I help you? I just get helpers high. And my helpers high is comes with health, wellness, and performance. How can I help you to be the best version of you? How can I get you to be pain-free and performance the highest level? And Zuby, when I do that, and it seems like my phone is ringing, I just connected from this person to that person, and just good synchronicity.
Where do you think that comes from, Naveen? I mean, a lot of people don't have that desire to serve others. I'm someone who has it. I don't know if I even have it as strongly as you do, but with everything I do, from my music, my podcast, interviews, social media, all of that, it stems from, for me specifically, a desire to want to inspire, encourage, and motivate other people. But not everyone has that that? Is that something that you always had with you, or do you think it came from somewhere?
Zuby, you know what? You have a single just came out. I'm blessed.
Yes.
That's my motto, Zuby. I'm just so blessed. And I think be in the gratitude, it's opened the doors up, right? Like I came from Sri Lanka. Mm. So people ask me, so many players ask me, hey, what is your happy pill? Can I get your happy pill? I'm like, it's just about, you know, people say, oh, I have my glass full, my glass empty. I'm like, no, no, yeah. No. My friend, I have a glass. I'm already a winner. So many people don't have a glass. Mm. So Zuby, when I was working for the Washington Wizards, like our team was red, white, and blue. And our owner put a red carpet everywhere in our facility. So, you know, these guys are making $40 million a year, right? They're 19 years old. They got 10 cars, Rolls Royce, 2 houses, private jets, all these girls, but not happy, right? That's what they're asking me for a happy pill. I'm like, look, we are walking on a red carpet every day. Think about that, right? It's amazing. So I just move my attention to, I have a glass, and by me having a glass, I don't even need anything inside. And everything is a bonus now just because I have a glass. So that's where I'm coming from. My attention is a positivity. I think that's why I connect with you, Zuby. You are looking through a glass of, I have a glass, you know? You are looking through a glass of, I am blessed. Like, that's your new single. Like, that just says how much of a good vibration that you are in.
Man, that's powerful. I love that. I've never actually heard that. Of course, I know the glass half full, glass half empty analogy, but I've never heard of the, I love that, just saying I'm blessed to just have a glass, because you're right, you know? I think that's one of the advantages, whether you're, you know, first or second generation immigrant, I think that is actually one of the advantages that you have when you go to a country like the USA or the UK. You know, in my case, I was born in the UK, but it's very clear to me and I'm very conscious of the sacrifices that my parents made to go from Nigeria to the UK. I have been to Nigeria many times, and I know that there are a lot of people in Nigeria and Africa in general, Sri Lanka, different parts of Asia, people all over the world who are seeking opportunity, both within their country, but also just in the world in general. So when you land, or when you're born in a country like the UK or the USA, and you're aware of that, and you have that drilled into you, either implicitly or explicitly, it's easier to have that attitude, because you have the perspective, and it makes you more grateful for the things you have in front of you, and the opportunities, and the people. I mean, every day, I mean, I'm like you, right? People ask me, dude, how do you stay motivated? You do so much stuff, you're just a one-man army, and you're going, and I'm like, man, there's so much opportunity. Like, how can I stop? There's so much I want to achieve. There's so much opportunity. There's more that I want to do than I'm even capable of doing at this stage. And you have to attune your brain to see the world like that, because if you don't, you just see all the obstacles and the difficulties and the challenges, and your brain focuses on all the negatives when there are actually so many positives that every single person is taking for granted. I mean, the fact that we are sitting here having this conversation in real time, I can see you, you can see me, we can hear each other in real time. We are thousands of miles away from each other, and it's almost like we're in the same room. Not only can we do this, we can then put this on the internet for free, and thousands of other people can then listen to our conversation and hopefully take something away from it, and then that positivity just ripples out. And I think people just take all of this stuff for granted, and they really don't think about it.
Absolutely, Zuby. So speaking about traveling, I just came from a few months ago. We were in Tanzania and Zanzibar, and Tanzania is probably like, what, top 5 poorest countries in the world. Spent some time when I was there with Maasai people, right? Maasai just really got 3 things. They got the woods, they got the jungle, they got dirt, and they got cow skin in their house, right? But, you know, kind of like quoting from you, they didn't have that box, right? That brainwashes all of us all the time. Mm-hmm. They were electricity box. And what I learned from them is that they were seeing things as they want to see. They were seeing things as exciting, joyful. So that really comes within us. We create the happiness within us. When people ask me, so I do functional medicine, and they're like, hey, can I get this pill, that pill? I'm like, no, the best pill really starts between your ears. That's the best pill. That's the serotonin. That's the dopamine. That's the high pill. Like, you don't need anything from anybody else. I saw that firsthand from Maasai people. Zuby, they are so happy. The little kids are smiling and run around. Like, here, you go to a park or somewhere, kids have their head down, they're on the iPhone, they're crying, parents are yelling. You could feel the toxic energy when we were there. Like, it's so joyful to see it. You know, it's all about seeing things, seeing the life as you want to see. And they see it as they want to see. And I think that's what they're happy and joyful. And they don't have diseases, right? They don't have sickness. So I'm talking to the Maasai people. I'm like, so tell me about diseases. Tell me about COVID. They're like, oh, yeah. getting sick. Our cows are sometimes getting sick. No, I'm like, no, humans. Mm. What do you mean? They couldn't understand the disease.
Wow.
Because they eat real food. They're grounding. They're walking outside. They are not getting, bringing on this toxicity for them. They're so pure. You know, that's what I love about you. Like, you always say, hey, turn the TV off. Be inside yourself. Don't let other people put poison on you. Create your own thoughts. You know, that's what I like. You know, every time I read one of your tweets, it's like don't get so entangled. Don't get yourself muddy. Like, everything that we hear and see is coming from few people's perspective, and that's getting muddy and stuff, toxic. So don't get involved.
And it's also the fact that it's designed to do that, right? It's just fear, anxiety, anger, division, right? It's just a lot of negative emotions, and people get addicted to negative emotions, right? I think people have this notion that, oh, you know, people think dopamine is only associated with positive things, but it's like, no, you can get a negative dopamine addiction where you just get addicted to fear or addicted to anger and outrage and this and that. And the people running the media know this, right? I mean, pick up any newspaper, watch any news channel, compare how much news is positive versus how much news is negative. And this isn't to be, you know, all happy-go-lucky, like, oh, everything is perfect in the world and there's no negativity. Of course there's negativity. We have good days, we have bad days. Even within the same day, we have, you know, up and down moments. But at the same time, like you said, you know, you have to be conscious and aware of it. Even if you are going to, I tell people, even if you are going to watch TV or consume certain media or whatever it is, just at least be conscious of the fact that it is programming, right? So, mm-hmm. and then if you're at least cognizant of it, you can protect yourself a little bit, right? If same with the smartphone, right? Smartphones are very, very addictive, but I'm very self-aware that my smartphone is very addictive and Twitter is addictive and YouTube is addictive. And I'm aware of it. The problem is a lot of people aren't even aware of it. So they fall into it. If you ask them, are you addicted to your phone? They'll say, no, I'm not. And then you take it away from them and put it in a different room for 5 minutes and they're twitching, right? You know, like you tell them to, some people sleep next to it. And in the middle of the night, they're there, the blue glow, checking their phone all the time. And I'm like, man, that's an addiction. And you're not even aware of it. You haven't even acknowledged it. So I think people just need to be aware, just having that self-awareness. And then at least you can go, okay, I can feel myself kind of getting too attached to this thing or having too many negative habits and thoughts. And let me put it away. I have this a lot because as my platform has grown, I get a lot of positive vibes and messages and energy, like more than I can even read. But I also get a flood of negative ones. And I can have times, especially with Twitter, as you've probably seen, I can have times where I do get caught in that negative loop too much. And I'm like, okay, wait, I need to, let me not get too wrapped up in this thing and let this random, I don't even know who this person who's annoying me is, right? So let me just put that away, step aside and sort of recalibrate.
So true, Zubi. So the things that I do, I try to show my patient and clients that something that I do, I have a 15 minute limits on all the social media. And it just reminds me like, hey, you've been on it for 15 minutes. So I try to put away. And then so true about fear, right? Like fear sells. Fear, it's what people gravitate to. It's actually, it's almost like we are craving fear. And what we forget is that we forget to be in the now. We're always thinking about the past. We always think about the present. We forget to be here, be now. And that's how the society is made, because being in the present, being in the now, that's being in a meditative state. And meditative state is healing. So the society is actually failed to, society set up for us to fail so we could really go and get help from these companies again, that made pharmaceuticals or whatever. So society is not helping us to be here, be now.
It makes you sick and then it sells you the cure.
Absolutely. And we want to be like being here, being now, that's kind of putting on us to be 100% responsible for myself. It's tough to be responsible for myself, right? Like you said, like when somebody put their phone onto the side, they kind of like, having this kind of like, I'm missing something. And just that's like really looking within yourself. And that's where the magic happens. But nobody really teaches us how to self-care, even with the iPhone, even with the society set up to get help from somebody else, get help from the physicians, the pharmaceuticals, because that's how they make money. Imagine if they say, hey, you know what, go to the room, meditate every morning, take your shoes off, ground. That's gonna prevent 99.9% of the diseases. They wouldn't make any money, right? So no one's talking about it. They're talking about, oh, you're about to get a cold, take this pill. You're about to get a cold, take this drug. You know, that's how the society is set.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about grounding and meditation. meditation. I'm familiar with these terms. I'll be totally honest. A lot of people ask me if I meditate, and I'm not actually a meditator. I've had a tiny moments years ago where I sort of played around with a little, but it's not something that I've ever formed a habit with. And I'm familiar with the concept of grounding a little bit, but can you tell us a little bit more in detail about those?
So I want to tell you an acronym that I learned from my mentor, and he said, it's good to have STDs. I'm like, what? STDs? So it stands for surrender, T for trust, and don't doubt. So okay. That's being in a meditator, right? So when you don't surrender, trust, and don't doubt, so I know you're Christian and you really believe in God, and I'm a Buddhist, I'm believing the higher power universe, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what you believe in, but you're believing that's a higher power. So if all of us, religious, non-religious, all of us really believe in that's something that's higher than us, so just surrender, trust, don't doubt, and be here now. Don't think about yesterday. We can't control yesterday, right, Zuby? We can't control tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Enjoy now. Be here. Be present. Honestly, that's meditation. Can you turn your monkey mind off? Can you turn your chatterbox? Because chatterbox is talking about what happened yesterday or what we're going to eat for lunch, right? Like, it's not serving us. Mm-hmm. It's going on. It's not serving us. So if it's going on, that means we are not healing, right? In order to heal, we got to let the body does its magic. So that's just like fasting. I know you told me about grounding, but it's just like fasting. It's good to eat, but if you're eating all the time, the body cannot heal itself because body's busy on processing food. So that's what, you know, really important that we have a fasting window. Like I fast for about 18 to 20 hours. So that means my body is healing 18 to 20 hours because it's processing and digesting food for 4 to 6 hours. So that's like a little bit about fasting. But meditating is that you don't have to sing, say om, whatever. Meditation is being in the now, being in the present. Honestly, Zuby, it doesn't matter. Like I, last few years, I have come to a point where I could meditate during a basketball game, right? Meditation is that, yeah, I see what's happening in front of me, but I am blocking that and I'm like, I'm here, I'm grounded in through the nose. Hey, I just did a one breath meditation. Easy. That helps me to ground. That helps me to heal. So meditation is really not complicated. Meditation is all about minimizing or stopping the chatter. So that's meditation. And when it comes to grounding, I would say it's one of the best and easiest magic pills in order us to heal, right? So we have a negative charge and the ground has a positive. We have a negative charge and the ground has a positive charge. And there's so much science that has shown that even yesterday when I was walking on the rocks, I took my shoes off. We are connected. And while we're connected, that's one of the ways that we are charging the phone. Our body gets charged with this negative ions for us to heal. So that is grounding, connecting. So one of the best ways to go to like the beach, sand, rocks, grass, all of this. Look, I just gave you 2 big pills. That's $3.99. And again, doesn't cost you anything and give us so much value in healing. Actually, I gave you 3. I gave you the grounding. I gave you the meditation. I gave you the fasting, right? On top of that, we have sleep, Zuby, those 4 pillars, bulletproof, like literally bulletproofing our health, and that doesn't cost us anything. You will feel amazing. You feel amazing. It's incredible, right? Like, and not only that, when we have those things, then the universe will reflect that. The universe sends you the people, opportunity, settings, because remember, universe doesn't test you, it reflects you. When you're in this high vibration of fasting and grounding and in a meditative state, my friends, will be magic happen. All of a sudden a phone call comes in like, wow, I just thought about you. And you know, like that stuff happens like no more coincidence. Like you expect those stuff when you're in a high vibration, and that high vibration should be really starts within you. It starts inside of you and without needing anybody's help.
It's powerful, man. So I'm curious, what was it like when you first started working in the NFL? What was that like? That must have been pretty mind-blowing to you, no?
Very mind-blowing. It's like pinch me kind of like, wow. You watch, for some reason, like when we came from Sri Lanka, like there's a whole community of Sri Lankans in Washington, D.C. And this community embraced the Washington Redskins football team. And like, when I joined it, it was like, oh my God, I'm a part of it. Like, you know, so it was really cool. Like, it's like, it's magical. Game days in football is really magical.
And what was your exact role with them?
Medical. I studied sports medicine. So I was part medical staff. You know, every day I get to touch and heal players and prevent injuries and taping ankles and hydrate them, manipulate them, whatever it took, literally, okay, for me to keep them on the team.
Gotcha. And then from there, you went to the Washington Wizards basketball team, and that's where you were for a long time, right?
Yep, that's I actually went to the Washington Wizards during that time. Somewhere about 4 years into it, I worked for the both women's WNBA, Washington Mystics, and the Washington Wizards. So during the summertime, I would work with the women's team, and during the wintertime, I was working for the NBA because it was owned by the same owner, and they gave me an opportunity that nobody had to work with both men and women at the highest level. So it was every day was Christmas. Every day was heaven. You know, it was exactly where I wanted to be, Zuby, and it was like perfect. Like, it just opened up so many opportunities for me to learn, evolve, and grow. And that was an amazing part of my journey. And last year was like, you know what? I am done. Just like you, right? Like, you enjoyed your middle school, you enjoyed your high school, you enjoyed Oxford, but now you wouldn't want to go because you know too much, you learn. But that was an amazing part of your journey. So same thing with me, with the Redskins, with the NBA. Even though it's the highest high, like, nobody really quits the NBA, right? Like, you never hear people walk out. But I felt like I was done. I felt like NBA and the football was finishing college, finishing high school, that I want to move on. I want to go from a serving and helping 15 millionaire athlete. Now my purpose and my journey is to help 15 million people. You know, I got out of the box to be like, I'm almost working in an environment sometimes, even though it's like in the rabbit like hole, and you kind of fear that, oh, what happened if I leave this amazing job? I might not be able to get it. But I trust the universe, I trust my higher powers, and I know, like, hey, it's time for me to evolve and grow and go on the next journey.
Awesome, man. And what is that next journey?
So now it's really about how can I serve even more people, not only being that a box of 15 athletes. Now, you know, people will reach out to me and say, hey, I'm having a surgery January 1st. And I will say, like, I'm in Washington, D.C., say in California, what I do is that I go on December 15th and I kind of go to their town, go by their house. I started doing the blood work. I do functional medicine. So I do their blood, stool, urine, I test them. And in that meantime, for that 15 to 10 days, I do the prehab. I'm trying to figure out what was the cause for them to have a surgery, say back surgery. Look at their feet, the neck, everything. Then we kind of do, maybe we're trying to do preventative stuff, maybe get them out of the surgery. So sometimes that happened, that I get them out of the surgery, they don't want surgery, or they say they are like really need the surgery. So I get them prehab, where when they're ready to have surgery, everything's in a proper way. And when they have the surgery, they're going to recover better. So first 10 days, I do the blood work. Then by the time they have the surgery, they're in a good place. Everything else is working at 100%. And then when they come out of the surgery, I do rehab for about a few days. By then, I have all the blood work. I teach their chef or their wife or husband how to cook food, show their deficiency of nutrition, because nutrition is what 99% of healing properly, to minimize inflammation. So I teach them, I show them, clean up their fridge, I set their guidelines for rehab, and then I go on to the next client. Then I kind of touch base back with them. So by me having this high network individual clients, it helped me to serve and travel to countries like Tanzania and Zanzibar and have these free clinics, free workshops for people who doesn't have anything. Like, when we went to Zanzibar, they didn't even have soccer balls, right? They were like, okay, rolled up plastic bags with thread, and they had one ball that looked like 50 years old. So when I go there, I get to take soccer balls, I get to be in the ground, help them, teach them, buy stuff, and just make me feel so incredibly amazing that I get to really, really make an impact with human beings. Awesome. It's at highest level, at the lowest level.
That's awesome, man. That's powerful. Going back to you were with the Wizards for 17 years, is that right?
Yep.
Tell me an interesting story. There's got to be some cool stories there.
Oh, cool stories. So many.
Tell me something that jumps out at your mind that you'd want to share with the audience.
I think cool stories that always come to me that I think that you will really reflect is that a lot of the people that they actually envision them being in the NBA. You know, you could kind of track back. So a personal story of me is that when I was 14 years old, I really visualized myself every day, Zuby, you'll laugh, getting inside a bag and getting somebody putting me in the baggage compartment and coming to America.
Okay.
Like, that's my manifestation. And 14 years old, I came to America and I'm like, wow, I made it. So every single athlete, I felt like somehow manifested them being in the NBA. They dreamed about it. They drew about it. So really, nothing is impossible. Don't settle for okay. That's a quote from you. Don't settle for okay, right? Okay is average. Why are we settling for okay? So these successful athletes, they are continuing to open up the standards. There's no limits. We are setting our own limits, like one of your title of your songs, right? Open up the sky. Like, these people open up the sky. That's why they are there. So we are, my story to you is that I feel like people who don't make it to the NBA or people who are in the NBA that's average, they set the standards to be average. The guys that make, been in the NBA for 20 years, the guys that have their own shoe, the guy made the all-star, they manifested that. So my story to you and the people who listening to this, you are where your attention is. Keep it at the highest vibration, and when you keep it at the highest vibration, things happen to you, things come to you. So my interesting story is that yes, they put in the hard work, but they did something with their mind to attract and be in that highest vibration.
What was the thing that they most struggled with that you were able to help them with? Because when you're talking about these type of athletes, I mean, you're talking about obviously top tier athletes. You're also talking about celebrities, famous people, very wealthy people, et cetera, right? People on a sort of a different echelon of society, essentially. But as you mentioned earlier, that doesn't necessarily mean that they have everything figured out or that they're totally happy even, or that they're appreciative, or that they're even healthy in a mental or a spiritual capacity. So what were some of the things that you were able to teach these elite athletes?
Subi, I love this question. You know why I love this question? So my job was rehab, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine a young kid just came to the NBA. I had a kid who came to the NBA and he got shot like literally a week away, right? Oh, wow. I had a kid who had heart surgery. So imagine, so my job was rehab. So imagine a kid there, they've been in the NBA for 3 years and next year is their contract year. That's the year that they're about to get paid. And imagine them getting hurt. They're like, oh my God, nobody's going to sign me. Like, I am done. I'm 23 years old. I'm done. Zuby, I felt like this is my secret sauce. So I am put in front of that kid to make an impact. So the way that I work with them is that, look, I know you got hurt. I know it's crazy. But the way that I come out is that everything happened for you. This happened for you. It's for a blessing. Let's go on this journey, okay? Knowing that this is something that happened for you for your highest value or your highest good. And let's learn from this journey and let's evolve and grow. So when you know that there's no such a thing as bad thing, you know that everything that happens for you to evolve and grow and for your highest good, is a game changer. So when we are in that mindset, when I'm in that mindset with the young kid who just had an injury that's career threatening, as a life threatening, that it's very possible that they might never play basketball. So there's so many people that I have worked with, particularly this young lady comes into my mind. She missed 2 years of playing basketball. She went and probably saw 10 best physicians and all of them said, hey, you're not going to play in the WNBA. But we were in the mindset of everything that happens to us happens for our highest good. And I am where I'm supposed to be at this moment. Life is going to be amazing because we are not worried about yesterday. We're not worried about tomorrow. We're just being here, kind of like being mindful, being in a meditative state. Zuby, everything happened magically. If you're not, you are like thinking about yesterday. You're thinking about 2 days from now, stuff that we can't control. We get inside our heads, Zuby. We get stuck in the rut. We're stuck in the mud. We're stuck in poison. Why do we need to get on poison, right? Let's enjoy what we have. Enjoy, because to be honest with you, tomorrow is not even guaranteed. We could be in a car. We could be walking on the road. Nothing's promised. So why we are worrying about something that's not promised to us and not enjoying today, you know? So my secret for these young kids is like, you are exactly where you need to be and everything happened for you is for your highest good. Because remember, you are the creator of your own life. If you think positive, you're going to heal better and we're going to go to the next level.
Real talk. And for anyone who's listening to this, who's feeling just down and negative right now, let's be honest, it's been a very difficult past 14, 15 months for a lot of people, depending on where you live. It could have been a very different experience. I know for some people, it's been their cities and states have been open up for a long time and they're kind of free and things are normal. In other places, they'll still be on lockdown. People have been under house arrest. People haven't been able to go to the gym like maybe they normally do, haven't been able to see their friends or see their families. And there's a whole lot that's going on. So subwoofer. There's a lot of people I've spoken to, and I've received a lot of messages, especially from younger people who have just been really down, you know, just feeling really down, depressed, just sad, you know, just dealing with all of this uncertainty about the future, uncertainty about the present, so on and so forth. So for anyone who's listening to this who might be feeling that way, do you have any, I know you've just given some, but do you have any specific words of inspiration or encouragement for them?
I do. So this is how I got through, last few months. Is that everything always been fine? Everything's always gonna be fine. Just know and trust it. Okay, that's just kind of being in the present now. And where's your attention? I always, Zuby, in my phone, every hour there's a bell goes off. Okay, it's a Buddhist bell. Go ding. So that hour, I just tell myself, where am I? What's my attention? Is my attention serving me? What I'm thinking right now, how does that gonna help me? So I question myself every hour, and that helps me to take 1 hour at a time and be present. Because what's going on out there, I can't do anything about it, right? I can't do anything about what happened yesterday. I can't do anything about what's going on. But what I can do, it's my thoughts. I could think and know that everything's going to be fine. And I could send my attention to be at peace, myself, control myself, be at peace, knowing everything's going to be fine. And I think that's the easiest way. Control what we can control. Control this hour, control this moment. And honestly, I know this sucks, but try to just find silence within yourself. Trying to find some quiet time, trying to go outside if you can, just sit and just look up in the sky and just be like, wow, it's unlimited potential within ourselves. Like, there's no limit. And we are the thinker of our thoughts. So Zuby, people who are depressed, every hour, ask yourself, what am I thinking? Am I thinking something that will serve me or hurt me? And question yourself. I think when you question yourself, it's where the answers comes in. It starts within you. It starts within us. We can do it.
I love that, man. I love your positivity, man. It's very infectious. And yeah, I hope it comes across in the audio. I'm sure it will as well. Well, firstly, before I ask where people can find you, do you have anything that's coming up this year that people should be looking out for?
Right now, nothing is coming up. I tried to, so because of COVID, you know, people say, hey, how did you evolve and grow COVID? I'll say, hey, because of COVID, I quit my 17-year job in the MBA. Because of COVID, I started my Instagram page, my Facebook, my website. I never had a website. So, okay. You know, like I put myself out there. So nothing is coming up, but I always trying to be open and talk to people. So if anybody want to reach out to me, my social media is, my website is naveenhealth.com. I always answer my emails, my IGs. My IG is naveen.het. It's brand new. Again, it's a few months since COVID, and my LinkedIn. I'm always there to help people that need to, because I know you reach out to me, we were meant to connect, and that means my higher purpose in life is to help whoever's in front of me to be the best version of themselves.
Love it, man. Naveen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, man. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And yeah, man, it's been enlightening. I love the positive energy.
Zuby, it's 100% my pleasure, my friend. I love everything that you do. Just you just being real. It's real talk. It's very enlightening to know and feel and read yourself. So I'm so grateful to be connected. So grateful to call you as my friend.
It's an honor, man. Take care. Sick with the slang, sick and I'm destined for fame. Do for the fam, not for the gram. Stunt me, you're destined for pain. I do not front, I do not scam. Put some respect on my name. Sick like Cobain, click and I bang. Y'all gon' remember the name. Y'all gon' remember the name.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.